Okay, we're talking today about a very, very important sefer. That sefer is a Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid is a very important Rishon. I want to give some background about it. There's some really interesting things surrounding the Tosfos Rid. There's some good information about him, both in the introduction to the newer editions of the Tosfos Rid, as well as in Rabbi Leibowitz's sefer on the Rishonim. A lot of really interesting things about Tosfos Rid. Let me try to go one step at a time. The Tosfos Rid wrote a lot of different Sfarim. He wrote Sfarim on Torah Shebichsav. He also wrote Sfarim in Torah Shebaal Peh. He wrote what we call the Tosfos Rid. But even on the Gemara, so Tosfos Rid is more of his commentary on the Gemara with questions and answers. He has another Sefer on Shas called the Piskei Rid. The difference is that the Piskei Rid, or his Psak, end of the day, what do we hold? Tosfos Rid is more of his analysis of Sugyas. That's what he does in the Sefer Tosfos Rid. He also has Tshuvas and other Sfarim of Halachas, wrote on a very wide range of topics. That is the Tosfos Rid. He's a contemporary of the Or Zarua. We don't know a lot about his who he taught. He was Rabbeinu Yeshaya. He has a grandson, also Rabbeinu Yeshaya, which is why sometimes he's called not Tosfos Rid, but Rabbeinu Yeshaya Hazakein, to contrast him with his grandson. His grandson, the Riaz, has in the back of the Gemara by the Shulte Giborim, they often quote Psakim there, where he often quotes his grandfather. But the Tosfos Rid, that's the Tosfos Rid. He's quoted by a lot of different poskim. He's quoted by the Maharam Rittenberg, by the Rush, and by the Tor. The Maharam Rittenberg even refers to him in a very intense line. He says, Maharam Rittenberg is just, he quotes about different, we've shown him, he says, we have Rabbeinu Gershom, we have the Rambam, we have the Rif, and we have the Tosfos Rid. And don't make a mistake when arguing with those. He put the Rid in that very, very chashuv and elite kind of a category. The Tosfos Rid himself was very comfortable arguing with other people. He, in a tshuva, gave a mashal that is very, very well known, where he asked the question, how can I argue with others? Isn't there an idea of Yeridas Hadoros? Isn't there an idea of every generation gets a little bit lower than the generation before? So how can I argue in those that came before me? So he quotes a mashal in the name of the philosophers. I believe this is at least one movie, and that is that dwarfs standing on the shoulders of giants. And even though I'm a dwarf, even though I'm very small and I'm not nothing compared to the Gedolei HaRishonim, they wrote their Pirushim. I, because I'm standing on their shoulders, so I'm able to see more, and therefore I feel comfortable at times arguing with them. So writes the Tosfos Rid. What's important to know is as follows. He's not really one of the Balei HaTosfos. He's called the Tosfos Rid. Does not appear that was a name that he called the Sefer. He may have called the Sefer more of a kuntres. It does not even appear to be named his grandson called the Sefer. This is what the Sefer began to be called, the Tosfos Rid, but it's not similar to the Balei HaTosfos in certain ways. He doesn't ask questions and answer questions in the same way. It's not V'im Tomar and V'yesh Lomar. He has his own Lashonos, Dikashali. He has his own way, Ra'isi Machshim. He has his own way of asking questions. And it's a Rid on Kiddusha as an example, which is the first one that was published. He doesn't really quote Balei HaTosfos. Most of the Balei HaTosfos are quoting each other, and they're in a particular kind of a scene. He apparently so writes in the Hakdama to the Tosfos Rid that they put out on Kiddusha. He only quotes Balei HaTosfos, quotes Rabbeinu Tam twice, and each time was like through somebody else. It wasn't even like a Kli Rishon quoting of Rabbeinu Tam. It came from somewhere else. But it's a little bit of a different style. It's similar in that he asks certain questions, certain analysis, but it's a very independent kind of a sefer. It's a very independent sefer. It's a very independent sefer. So that's why sometimes Tosfos Rid gets quoted, and he gets quoted with very unique opinions. That's probably for two reasons. One is that he was unique, and two is that if he says the same thing as Rashi and Tosfos, people probably won't quote him the same way. They're certainly showing him that their destiny is that they get quoted even for famous things. Rashi says it, so Rashi says it. Tosfos. They're certainly shown him that they really only get quoted when they have very sort of like unique and out-of-the-box shitas, because people, you know, same thing as everybody else, and I always quoted it the same way. So Tosfos Rid sometimes, again, it's very important. He gives us some unique shitas, or he agrees with certain unique shitas. What's helpful also is that when you have a comment of the Tosfos Rid, you can often check to see how his grandson quoted it and how it's quoted in the Piskei HaRid. We have his farm in a bunch of different places. So once in a while, they point out he has like a big chiddush, and they write about him, must be a Torah Sofer, but it's not a Torah Sofer, because his grandson quoted it from him, and he happens to also say, Piskei HaRid, we have it in a lot of places. One of the interesting things about the Tosfos Rid was he wrote a lot of different editions of his Sefer, Tosfos Rid. a lot of different editions, Madur Kamba, between 4 and 5, if not more, editions of the Tovas Rid he wrote. In his newer editions, so sometimes he writes about things he didn't write about earlier. It's like giving shir as part of like a cycle. So we're learning Makos now, the second time giving shir Makos. So some things are new we didn't talk about. And some things you may have decided to change or say a little bit differently to last time you did. So there are different maduras of his peiros. For that reason, some of the Achronim point out, it's hard sometimes to ask stiras within the Tosfos Rid, between Masechtas. Because if he says one thing in Kiddushin and one thing in Pesachim, it's possible that in Pesachim that was an earlier edition and one of them is a later edition. But then it's hard to know exactly what to do with. Another fascinating thing, when they published the Tosfos Rid, the first time it was published with the Ritva. Why does that matter? It's published with the Ritva and Kiddushin. Mamish on the same page. Tosfos Rid, Ritva. The problem is that because of that, there were some Achronim that didn't get the full memo or whatever it was. And they sometimes get mixed up between what's a comment of the Tosfos Rid and what's a comment of the Ritva. They get mixed up a little bit as far as what's what, because they're published really the same way. Why is it that sometimes the Tosfos Rid is on the Gemara itself? Why is it that in certain Masechtas, the Tosfos Rid was published on the Gemara itself? The answer is I have absolutely no idea. However, Rabbi Leibowitz writes in his Sefer Mishonim one possible suggestion. Tosfos Rid refers to Rashi as the Moreh. There are different Rishonim. It's good to know how they refer to people. When he quotes the Moreh, he's not referencing the Rambam's Moreh Nevuchim. He's referring to the great teacher, that being Rashi. Like when you learn Me'iri, the Me'iri refers to different Rishonim by different names. In the footnotes of the Me'iri, they always tell you who he's referring to. For Gedolei HaMefarshim, Gedolei, it's code names, the Me'iri of certain people. So Rashi is the Moreh. The Tosfos Rid often bases his Perushim on what Rashi says. Has questions on Rashi, to understand Rashi well. So Rabbi Leibowitz would suggest that that could be why they put the Tosfos Rid on the Daf and the Gemara, because the Tosfos Rid can often be very helpful in understanding and elaborating on what you find in Rashi, who is already on the page of the Gemara, and that may be one of the reasons why it was there. But he's not really one of the Balei HaTosfos per se. He lived in Italy. He did learn in Ashkenaz, but he learned in Italy, and he was one of the major people there. We don't know a ton. He doesn't quote his Rebbeim a lot. We don't know a lot of who is Talmidim were, but it's clear sometimes you can infer from tshuvas the way that people are sort of related to in their surrounding area. A lot of tshuvas of people asking him shilas, people relating to him, with an enormous amount of kavod. And I think we have, again, he wrote on Kemat, the Chida writes, I believe. He wrote on Kemat Kol Tarkula, meaning we have, I don't know how to define Kol Tarkula. He defined it as being Shulchan Aruch. He didn't write on Shulchan Aruch because he predates the Shulchan Aruch by many centuries. But what you do find is he wrote, again, on all shas. You have the Piskei HaRid. I don't know if you've ever seen those. They have them in Kemat Ol Shas. Those are published. It's Sakim. And the Tosfos HaRid, which more typically gets quoted. He has some very, very famous shitos. Some get quoted by Poskim. Some get quoted by a variety of Achronim. But that's a very, very important sefer to be aware of, the Tosfos HaRid.